Let's go.
Take yourself a picture when I'm standing at the mound. Man, I swear it's going down. I'm just repping for my town. Off a cup of CJ Gibson, man, I'm faded off the ground. And I'm easily influenced by the niggas I'm around.
What's up, fellas? It's Laz from The Single Life, and I want to talk to you today about how to achieve one nightstands consistently. So basically, you know, one of the first things you have to know is when you go out, the best way to have a one nightstand is for you to go to the bar, the club, where there's going to be a lot of women. Right now, you got to keep in mind, not every girl's out to have a one night stand, okay? So you know, you're gonna have to encounter a lot of rejection, so you want to keep that in mind. Now, I'm gonna give you guys some methods that I've personally used myself and that you guys can also use. So the first method I want to talk about is the rejection philosophy. Now, Mike Mailman came up with this method. You can check it out at mikemailman.net. and then I'm gonna use another method who JMov came up with. You can check that out at JMov pickup, right? So basically, the rejection philosophy, what it's about is, you know, you have to be able to stomach those rejections, right? So what I'm trying to say is, when you go out to any given venue, right, you gotta understand that there's a small percentage of girls that are actually going to be available to have a one night stand, right? So what you want to do is be able to approach and not worry about the girls who are unavailable, right? And the ones that are available are gonna give you good signs. They're gonna talk to you. They're going to reciprocate your interest. So all you have to do is be supernatural. And one thing that I want to recommend you guys is, when you walk into any given venue, any given nighttime venue, what you want to do is you want to approach within like the first minute, like the first girl you like, right? So that you can get your juices flowing, right? And this is, you know, this has been passed around, obviously, this mindset of gaining momentum for a while in the community of of being able to approach, right? So this mindset, but a guy who says it really nicely is Mike Mailman. Like I mentioned to you guys, he says that within the first 60 seconds you should approach. That's the last time I read it, right? I mean, and so like right away, so you could get that fear out of the way. So and this actually works really well. So now you start gaining momentum. Another thing I want to say is about that is that game is a solo sport, right? Guys always want to have a wingman and stuff, but if you actually want to have effectively consistent one night stands, you don't have to worry about having a wingman or any of that, because ultimately, you know, your wingman's not going to bang the girl with you, right? Like when you're going on a date with a girl, she's not going to be with your wingman. So you know, don't worry too much thinking that you need, you know, any sort of a social proof or any sort of guy to be around you so you don't feel weird. It's a beta mindset, because a true alpha male, and I want to quote this from AMS, Alpha Male Strategies, who gives some good advice on this. And you know, a true alpha male goes out on his own and doesn't have to worry about that, right? I mean, don't get me wrong, you can go out with your friends if what you're gonna do is go out with your friends and just spend time with them and have a drink or do something casual. But if you're going out with the purpose of meeting somebody, you don't necessarily need, you know, an alpha male doesn't need a wing or any of that, right? Like, wings are a bonus, keep that in mind, right? I'm gonna make a separate video on that, but so basically, guys, to get to the point, right, if you want to have a one night stand, you want to pick a venue with high volume. Well, what does that mean? Lots of chicks in it, right? And then once you walk in, what you're gonna do is you're going to approach within like the first 1 minute and just give a girl a compliment so you could get your juices flowing. Now, I encourage, check out JMov's channel. Like, so what he talks about is, you know, and I like the way he sets it up, right? This is not new information, but you know, not everybody's like really preaching it. What you wanna do is just be natural. Walk up to a girl, tell her you think she's cute, and then see her reaction, and then, and get to know her like a normal person. How's your night going? And then go from there, right? And then if she reciprocates that interest, you can check out all of, you know, in our channel, all of the basic interaction videos, right? We have a ton of infield of how to actually carry a conversation forward. So if she reciprocates that interest, you just simply start building comfort. But your goal here is obviously to have a one night stand, right? Get laid the first night, not to necessarily meet somebody. But it all ties in together, guys. But I want to narrow down the one night stand in this video. So basically where there's going to be a small percentage of girls in the venue that might even have the logistics for that to happen, right? So the things you're battling with are, like, first of all, she has to like you, and then second of all, she has to have the logistics, right? So, you know, when it comes to attraction and how to make a girl like you, we have all those, a bunch of videos on that, right? Like, dress well, know how to carry an interaction, know how to be like natural about it, right? So I'm not gonna go into detail with that. So basically you're gonna approach and you're looking at basically logistics, right? And receptivity level, like, does she like you? Is she into you? And, you know, obviously when you're in a loud venue, like, one of the key ways to, like, really know how receptive she is, you know, is by, like, dancing with her, right? Now, you don't have to be an expert dancer. You know, I was asked this earlier, it's like, how do you dance all crazy? It's like, no, you basically just be a stripper pole. Let her dance, let her do all that. And you can just move your hips a little bit and, like, let her enjoy your masculine essence, right? Like, the thing is, like, you really have to enjoy being in the presence of a female, right? And a lot of guys, like, get all nervous because they think they have to do something crazy. And it goes back to this comparison that I told a friend the other day. It's like, you know, a girl already thinks a guy is attractive. You know, think about the most attractive guy you've ever seen with girls. You know, it could be like a jock or something, like Jason, right? With the six pack, and, like, he's all stoic and very, you know, like, he's not a man of many words. He doesn't have to do much. The girl automatically likes him just because of how he looks and because of the way he carries himself, like, very alpha, right? So you're doing the same thing basically when you meet a girl out at the bar or club. You're not, you know, so anyways, I'm deviating from the point here. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna vibe, and then you're gonna start, you know, finding the logistics, such as who are you, you know, who's she there with, and you know, does she live around the area, does she work the following day, you know. And if she doesn't work, she doesn't, I mean, how far she lives is kind of irrelevant, right? It doesn't matter as much unless you're trying to pull back to hers or whatever. But you know, who she's there with, and then what, like, the vibe that her friends are putting out. But either way, you wanna plant the idea, right? Because most guys might actually have a girl interested in them, but they don't even they don't even conceive of the idea of the girl going home with them that night. So they don't plant the seed. So what you have to do is plant the seed. So when you meet a girl who's actually being receptive with you, what you want to do is you want to plant the seed and give her the idea that you're available to actually hooking up with her that night. So usually I'm going to give you a line that I use that in JMO from JMO Pickups actually passing around, which is the wine line, right? So you're gonna ask her if she likes wine, and she's gonna say, I mean, you know, some girls actually don't, but do you can variate this, okay? Because it's not about what you're saying, it's about the idea, right? So it's like, do you like wine? And she'll be like, yeah, I do. And he's like, and you could just be like, hey, I have a bottle at my house, we can go drink it later. And then usually if they're down, they'll be like, oh yeah, I love that. Or they'll be like, oh, I don't like that, I don't like wine. Or and be like, cool, I have vodka too. And then, you know, so she now she's got in her mind that she can possibly go home with you. So at that moment, you're not gonna pull unless her logistics are really well, like she's alone without friends and it's like super heated. Then you can actually be like, let's get out of here now, right? But usually when you introduce the idea, she might be there with friends and the vibe might not just be there yet, right? Like, because when you meet somebody, the kind of like the temperature goes up as you're getting to know them, and the comfort goes up as you're getting to know them. So a girl you're gonna have a one night stand with, I mean, sometimes you can take a girl home within 5-10 minutes, but that's because the night has already been going on for a while. So you have to keep in mind, you know, the environment and what's really happening, right? So if, you know, if it's been a long night, you meet a girl like towards the end of the night, then you can actually introduce the idea and actually go home, you know, have her go home with you right then and there, because she's been there for a while, she's been, her temperature has been going up, like, especially if she's, you know, available. But if it's a girl you meet early in the night, you're gonna have to, you introduce the idea. If, you know, if things seem like they're on, right, you've got logistics, she likes you, you guys are dancing and the temperature's going up, is good, right? So the longer you're with the girl, especially if you meet her at the beginning of the night, the, and, you know, and if her logistics, if she's not alone and all that, because I'm not saying you can't take a girl home like at the beginning of the night, you can, but It depends what the logistics are. Like, if she's with her friends and she just got there, she doesn't want to seem like a slut, so she's not going to leave with you and stuff like that. I mean, you can really try for it really hard, but whatever. You get the idea here. I mean, if she's alone, then yeah, I mean, you can present or suggest something to do and leave with her early. But it all depends on her situation, where her mind is at and all that stuff. But you guys kind of get the idea here, right? It's a natural process. You're not doing anything that's outside the box, you know. It's something very natural. So at this point, you've got logistics, you see she's down, you've seated it, and now you just be patient, right? Just build some comfort, have some fun with the girl, enjoy your time with her, right? If at the end, you know, you have to be willing not to win as well. You know, it's not about whether you win or lose, it's about playing how you play the game, right? Jordan Peterson quote. You know, so enjoy your times. Like, a lot of times I'm with a girl, like a lot of the girls I end up having a one-night stand with, like, I don't care if I have a one-night stand with her or not. Like, I still had a good time in her presence, you know. So, you know, one thing you guys might want to do is stop watching porn and stop fapping, so you could have more of sensitivity when interacting with a woman, so you can enjoy being in her presence and not need anything from it, right? So a lot of you guys desensitize yourselves, but I'm not gonna talk about that. I'm gonna talk about that in another video about, you know, no fap and the whole, you know, sensitivity shit. But, you know, you can, you know, if you're at the point where you can just have like a nice interaction with a girl and like not have sex with her and still think you had a good time, then that's a good place to be at, right? So, you know, guys, that's basically it. You know, like, when it comes to one night stands, like, it's all about you having a good time, introducing yourself, being confident, finding her logistics, and then making a judgment call, right? You know, like there's girls you're gonna meet that are just gonna have bad logistics and stuff, right? Like, they're gonna be like, oh no, tonight I'm actually, like, when you seed, you know, when you plan the idea, hey, I have a bottle at the house, maybe we could go drink it later, like, you're gonna see her response, right? And I always say, you know, persist one or twice, right? Twice, right? Like, one time is too weak, two times is good, three times, you only persist three times. If the second time you're persistent, you got a good sign from it, right? Any more persistence than that is weird, right? But just trying something once is just, it's weak, right? So you wanna, you know, when it comes to persistence with women, you wanna try twice at least, minimum, right? You know, you go for a girl's number, she says no, but she's nice, you can try one more time, right? Just to, so she can see how confident you are. But any more than that is just weird, right? Unless she's like just playing little games with you, and in which case you still don't try more than three times, right? So guys, to wrap it up, confident approach, very few, like, let's say there's like 30 girls in a venue, maybe five or three, you know, let's expect the worst, hope for the best, you know, maybe five or three are gonna be DTF. So, you know, you can approach, you know, three girls, and then the third one might actually be the one with good logistics that likes you. Or you can approach 25 girls, and then the 26th one is the one that's actually into you and likes you. So, you know, apply this, the rejection philosophy, and don't beat yourself up over the fact that the third girl, the first girl you talked to didn't go home with you. It's not even like that. It's like, you gotta understand that, you know, if you do everything right, you still have to find, you know, you're not gonna be every girl's type, and not every girl's gonna be down. But I mean, you shouldn't necessarily go out looking for a one-night stand. What you should be go out is looking for to have a good time, meet some people that you click with, and then have the skill to be able to make something happen if something is available for happening, right? If the logistics aren't good and stuff, you know, get their phone number and take them out on a date. You know, whatever it is you're trying to do. I mean, you know, there's guys that want to get laid. There's guys that want a relationship. So whatever it is you want to do, you have the option to do it. So that's pretty much all I want to talk about. Another thing that I want to touch on maybe with one night stands is going to be maybe shit tests. You know, when a girl doesn't want to seem too easy that she's going home with you, she's gonna say and try like a bunch of things. Like, you're just gonna say, oh, we shouldn't do this, or this is not a good idea. And all you have to do is be stoic about it, right? Look up in a dictionary the word stoic. I forgot what the hell it meant, but I think it's you endure bullshit and and painful things, but you're not reactive to it, right? I think that's what stoic is. And used to persist, you know, the 2-3 time persist rule, right? And look at the macro too, right? Look at the you know, the situation for itself, because when a girl shit testing you, she's basically testing your frame and testing the frame and testing your reality and what you believe, right? So as a man, you want to have a strong reality and you want to be sure of what you're doing, right? So if you're going to take a girl home, be sure that that's a good idea, that you know feel like you're enough, be very comfortable with what you have to offer. And then she's gonna poke at you and say, you know, things, you know, oh, this shouldn't, da 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 da. But you're just gonna be like, either crack a, never react negatively, right? Either crack a joke about it, or, you know, call her out on weird behavior, crack a joke about it and say, and reassure that everything's gonna be fine, right? So reassure everything's gonna be fine, crack a joke, you know, be humoristic and call her out if she's doing any weird behavior, right? And, you know, and remember the three time persist rule, right? After a certain point, then you know it's a for sure no, right? But, you know, luckily for me, that has necessarily not happened when pulling, right? Usually they'll come out and they'll be like, oh no, we probably shouldn't do this, and then, you know, you'll be like, hey, it's okay, you know, it's cool, don't worry about it, I'm not like a serial killer or whatever. And usually, you know, you persist once and it's good, right? So expect, you know, don't expect when, you know, having a one night stand for everything to just go straightforward, smooth, right? Expect some, you know, frame testing or shit test, you know? That's just like them seeing how strong your frame is. So, you know, I basically just gave you a bunch of tools that you can use. I don't think there's like any more tools, you know, besides, guys, have a good time when doing this. And like I said, just enjoy the process of it, you know? Enjoy the fact that you had a genuine interaction with a girl, and don't need, you know, you shouldn't need sex, right? Just, and that's such a strong thing, because girls can feel when you're like a super needy guy, right? So don't be needy, just be cool, be alpha, be fun, show her a good time, and really connect with the girl, enjoy her energy, and they're gonna reciprocate that interest, man. They're gonna feel like, you know, that's how you like can consistently have one night stands, is by being a chill dude who isn't needy, and like girls are gonna feel it, bro, and they're gonna go with you, they're gonna want to be with you. So guys, that's pretty much it, okay? Try that out. Check out mikemelman.net, you know, for some reference on, you know, rejection. Check out J-Malv's full night game interaction video. I'm gonna try to link it below. And, you know, that's kind of how you go around figuring out logistics and stuff. So guys, that's pretty much all I wanted to touch on with one night stands. I'm sure you guys are going to be able to do that. Check out this channel as well for like different tips on how to be more attractive. Check it out for some motivation, some infield breakdowns. I have a lot of day game infields. We haven't come around to shooting a lot of nighttime infields because of the logistics. you know, my cameraman, you know, we're going to work on that. We get a lot of success at night. But one thing I really like to say is during the day, it's very easy for me to teach my students how to interact, because during the day I can hear them better, and then you can actually go through a full interaction, you know, without anybody around bothering. So I like teaching guys how to interact during the day, so then when we take it to the nighttime, it's very straightforward, and there's not, you know, we don't have to work on that specific, you know, how to build comfort, how to flirt, how to number close, and well, you can actually one, you know, same day stand during the day as well. So, you know, it's a complete package, guys, right? You can be good at, you know, you shouldn't just be domain dependent, right? As Rolo Tomasi from the Red Pill likes to say, you shouldn't be domain dependent. You should be good at day, night, random interaction. You should be good at everything, right? Don't limit yourself, become a well-rounded individual, and then you'll get the most out of life. Okay, guys, this has drawn on to be a long video. I'm enjoying this vlog cam. Leave some comments below. Yes, it is that simple, guys. You're probably wondering why there wasn't a lot more mechanics, but I like to keep things simple, okay? So, you know, if I have anything else to touch on, I will post further videos on this. But for now, go out there, guys, try it out, and I will catch you on the next video. Peace. See the Aston Martin when I started, hear the sound. I ain't never graduated, I ain't got no cap and gown. But the girls in my class who were smart enough to pass, be at all my fucking parties, grabbing money off the ground.